This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
This is a spotlight on premium aromatic white wines. This spotlight will follow the WST Level 3 syllabus and is a revision tool for students. At Level 2, you need to know what winemaking techniques exist. But at Level 3, you need to understand how those techniques are used to create different styles of wines. In fact, there's chapters on white and sweet winemaking and red and rosé winemaking, outlining 5 distinct wine styles and techniques used to produce them. In this spotlight on premium aromatic white wines, we'll look at the business factors, the climatic conditions, the wine styles, and the winemaking options. We will also look at a number of different regions as case studies to look at. While we're doing this, we'll pull information from across the syllabus to explain how and what makes premium aromatic wines. The other styles of wines that we look at in the WST Level 3 wine syllabus includes high volume, inexpensive red wines, premium red wines, high volume, inexpensive white wines, premium aromatic white wines, premium less aromatic whites, sweet wines, and rosé. Today, we're going to be focusing on premium aromatic white wines, and we will explore regions and challenges they face in producing the wines. Before we start, premium aromatic wines are defined by certain grape varieties made using protective winemaking techniques, resulting in white wines with pronounced aromas and flavors. In WST terminology, white grapes fall into 2 categories, aromatic and semi-aromatic, or other white grape varieties. Rieslings, Sauvignon Blancs are key aromatic varieties, along with Gewürztraminer, Torrontés, and the Muscat family, which includes Muscat Blanc and Petit Grand. These varieties differ wildly, but can produce wines with pronounced aromatics. Not all wines made from these varieties are automatically aromatic. Winemaking techniques are needed to extract and enhance the aromatic character. Aromatic white wines can be made and sold at all price levels by all types of producers. However, in WST Level 3, we focus in on premium winemaking techniques, where winemakers prioritize quality over volume. These wines can be made by a number of different types of organizations. Cooperatives, where the winery is owned by a group of growers, merchants who buy grapes, and estates who grow and make their own wines. All produce aromatic wines across a variety of price points. However, we're going to be focusing only on people producing premium aromatic wines. From a viticultural point of view, there's no single dominant climate for premium aromatic white wines. Many leading examples come from cool and moderate climates, though Muscat is an exception, preferring warm to hot climates. But even it still benefits from the cooling influences at night that can help retain acidity. Higher acidity is often desirable, and warmer regions may struggle to retain it naturally. Because these wines can command premium prices, producers can justify growing them in maritime climates, despite the higher costs of managing fungal diseases, such as grey rot, powdery mildew, and downy mildew. Cool and moderate continental climates face spring frosts, which can be mitigated through heaters, wind machines, sprinklers, and thoughtful vineyard design. In the vineyard itself, premium aromatic wines often use mechanization and irrigation where possible. Mechanization helps lower the costs for all but the smallest wineries, and night harvesting is common. Cool nighttime temperatures slow down oxidation, preserving aromatics and reducing the energy need for cooling later. In cooler climates, growers favor slopes to maximize sun exposure and minimize frost risk. However, these steep slopes, such as those in Germany's Mosel, are often too steep for mechanization. Now, before we get into the winemaking, let's just get a reminder of exactly what premium aromatic wines are. And they're made from aromatic grapes, Riesling, Sauvignon Blanc, Gewürztraminer, Torrontés, and Muscat grape varieties such as Muscat Blanc and Petit Grands. The winemaking techniques that are used can vary from producer to producer, but mostly it's to maximize youthful primary fruit aromas, often at the expense of long-term ageability. And it's this focus on keeping oxygen away from the grapes is one of the key things that define how aromatic wines are made. In the winery, equipment is sealed, pre-flushed with CO2 or nitrogen to limit oxygen contact. This preserves the primary fruit aromas and volatile aromatic compounds. Some producers allow brief skin contact before fermentation. Cool grape must, with no alcohol, extracts flavor compounds and only a very subtle pithy tannic grip. After this, free run juice is collected and grapes are pressed, typically using an enclosed pneumatic press rather than an open basket presses. Again, open basket presses allow lots of oxygen in, and pneumatic press can be pre-flushed to ensure no oxygen. Aromatic wines are then clarified to remove solids that could cause off aromas, and this is normally done through gentle settling. And gentle settling is the preferred method for premium wines. Before fermentation, we normally go through adjustments. In cool climates where low sugar levels may lead to low alcoholic wines, winemakers may adjust the sugar before fermentation through chaptalization, that's the adding of sugar, or enrichment, which is the adding of rectified concentrated grape must, a rather catchy name for concentrated grape juice. If the acidity is low, tartaric acid may be added. One of the key things for these aromatic wines is that SO2 levels must be monitored through the winemaking. Remember, free or unbound SO2 is what protects the wine. Once the SO2 binds with oxygen, it is no longer active. So you have bound and unbound, and it's really important to make sure that your unbound SO2 is available to protect the wine from oxygen. And during the winemaking process, bound SO2 will decrease and be used up. So you need to just keep an eye on it and add extra SO2 when required. Fermenting aromatic white wines are typically fermented in stainless steel because it's inert, it's hygienic, and offers precise temperature control. Epoxy-lined concrete tanks were historically common, and some traditional producers still use them, though they are now more popular with other wine styles. Alsace is the exception. Large old oak foudres, which are massive old oak barrels, are sometimes used for Riesling to add a subtle texture without the oak flavors. Also during fermentation, the fermentation is usually on the cool side. We say that white wines are fermented between 12 and 22 degrees Celsius, and aromatic wines are typically fermented closer to the 12 degrees than the 22. And that's to encourage a slow, steady fermentation and the formation of primary fruit aromas. After fermentation, it's more about what we don't do. We typically don't do malolactic conversion. It can add buttery flavors that can interfere with aromatic profile, so usually malolactic conversion is avoided by adding SO2 and keeping the wine chilled. Lees stirring again is very uncommon, although some Rieslings may undergo Lees aging to add some texture. And oak is certainly normally avoided. Aromatic wines usually see no oak influences. There are two exceptions in the syllabus, and these are California's Fumé Blanc, Bordeaux's Pessac Leon. Both are barrel fermented and aged Sauvignon Blancs, but whether we still call them aromatic wines just because they're made from Sauvignon Blanc, but they're not following the aromatic winemaking process, is a little bit of a moot point. Before bottling, we're down to the key things, which is clarification, filtering, and stabilization. After fermentation, the wine is left to settle so that the little bits of skin and pulp that are still in the wine and some of the dead yeast fall out. That's known as the gross lees. The wine is then racked off, then allowed to settle again so that the fine lees can drop before further racking. Blending is uncommon. Riesling is almost never blended. Sauvignon Blanc may be blended with Semillon and Bordeaux in Western Australia to add body, but most aromatic wines are kept as single varietals. Before bottling, the wines need to be stabilized, fined, and possibly sterile filtered. Fining helps prevent hazes and deposits in the wine, whereas wines with high tartaric acid can develop tartaric crystals. So chilling the wine to 0 degrees Celsius and for a period of time encourages those crystal formations to occur in barrel before the wine is bottled. Wines with residual sugar, for example, some of the Rieslings, may also require sterile filtration to remove any remaining yeast, particularly if the sugar levels are off dry or medium sweet. Once again, just before bottling, you'll check your free SOT levels and you bottle it. A lot of premium aromatic wines these days now use screw caps. The advantage screw caps have is that they allow you to control the amount of oxygen ingress into the wine, and minimal oxygen ingress can help preserve fruit characters more effectively than cork.